Hello, everybody. What's going on? This is your boy Leon back with episode 195 of the Leon the Great Podcast, all your source of tech and internet news, what's been happening so far lately. So, everyone, and so I know it's been forever, but I figured, you know, it is about time to get a podcast going. I got about 3 days to get my episode out of the way. And I figured, oh, this is just a good time to post anything but today. So today I'm going to talk about Twitch streaming and how I feel about the platform. And the fact that Kick has been around for about over a year. And this is actually a whole brand new thing about Kick I'm learning about now. And so right now, as someone that's just getting into Kick and looking in the possibilities of staying on the platform, I think this is a good thing that we're seeing a lot more competition, you know. And the fact of the matter, this is going to be really good that we're seeing a lot more streaming platforms. To me, this is great. You mean right? You got YouTube. Of course, Twitch, Trovo, and then currently Kick, which is 4 I can name, but there are others out there. But today's subject, we're going to talk about Kick. Kick is something I am very interested on because, one, I just signed up to a platform about a couple weeks back. I would actually say about a whole month now. And so far, I'm seeing some good people over there, and it's just amazing where this is going. And overall, I am definitely going to talk about Twitch in this episode. So today we are going to get onto it right here and right now. So today, let's get into today's sponsors of today's episode. And today's sponsor, I want to go ahead and give another shout out to Zenny's. Zenny's has been absolutely awesome as a sponsor. And I figured, you know what, just to give them another shout out to them, I figured this will be awesome to give my voice out there to Zenny, because I know that if anyone that is pretty much a workaholic, spends time in the computer most of the time, you know, editing, doing workarounds, writing, whatever that may be, having important blue light lenses will definitely keep you going. And if you are someone that is looking to have a prescription done, Zenny's does it for you too as well. So if you are a pretty much a non-prescriptive or prescriptive lens guy or gal looking to get a good glasses while you're working, Zenny's is the way to go. They also offer shades as well, so you can go ahead and purchase Zenny's shades as well, so you can go ahead and do that too, which I definitely recommend. So go ahead, check out Zenny's. The link is down in the description. And lastly, it is ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN. If you are looking to surf privately anywhere around the world, ExpressVPN is for you. And definitely recommend it. And I truly, truly recommend to all my podcast listeners out there. But with that said, let's go ahead and get on to today's episode. All the sponsorships will be down in the link below. Check them out. Terms and conditions may apply. All right. So now we're going to go ahead and get right with today's episode. Okay. Kick.com, or everyone calls it Kick Streaming. Now, this is one news I would say that, even though this is pretty much a month past this, but I figured I'd make this as an basically an exception for this podcast, because I know with the month that I missed out on this. So I'll put it this way. Kick.com has been on my radar for some time. Other than other news that's been out there, I do think this is quite exciting to see what's going on right now, and also everyone that's talking about Kick. Now, I'll put it this way. Now, one thing I can say about kick.com, I think it's really important to put it right there, because one, this is actually a fairly new streaming platform or video on demand platform that anyone can come in and stream on Kick. Now, I would say this is really awesome because you are seeing tons of platforms out there. I mean, Kick is one of them, and I've had used Trovo in the past about a year ago. It's actually not bad. Trovo, it was not bad. Now, the appeal with Trovo, I would figure they would have grown a lot more. But with Trovo, I found that there was issues, especially trying to grow on Trovo, which isn't easy, but you have to still be consistent, like just like anything else. One thing I can put out right over here is, even with any streaming platform, you have to work on your site, on your channel, and continue doing it as long as you can. I mean, that's pretty much the rules of the game, and you just have to play that game if you want to get where you're at. Now, one thing about Kick, and getting on topic with Kick right now, is right here and there, after following up with the news, things that's been happening on the radar right now, Kick has been pretty much doing amazing right now as far as just getting a community going, just getting new people signed up and registered on kick.com. I think it's amazing where we're at, especially the competition here on Kick, because we really do need competing websites at each other too, because we can't just fixate ourselves with just one platform anymore and say this is the end all be all. Now, I will tell you that I've been streaming on Twitch since late 2014. So late 2014, which I actually started it and gave that a try. And I will tell you though, it did grew little by little. It wasn't like a fast growth, but I did give it a try. I did try it out for plenty of years, and I said, okay, I'll just do that. And now I come to the realization now, and looking at Twitch on its current situation. And look, I heard from what I heard from news and other things as well, was that they are doing a revamp and going over some new things. Now, do I trust with the new management and things that's been going on Twitch are going to start improving? Not really. And not as of yet. Because one, I think I look at it this way. The damage has already been done. And the trust, I think, with Twitch, it's pretty much down at this point too. Now, can Twitch can step up and recover and itself and maybe look up and basically can come up and recover. It could likely, but look, right now this has been recent and not everybody is thrilled with what's been happening with that platform. And I've said this with anything, like I will not stay with any of anything or be brand loyal to any company that pretty much screws up its user base and the community base that's been going on Twitch, only because I don't like what's been happening as of recent. And what I can say about with Twitch and looking down on where it's at with basically with the whole situation, I know the last CEO did step down just pretty recently, and now you got the new one, Dan Clancy, which he just joined or just not joined Twitch, but he stepped in as CEO actually pretty recent, around March 16th of 2023. Now, he did address some issues, I will say, and in response to the issues, what's been happening, of course, I will say to that point that that Dan Clancy has big shoes to fill in. Big shoes. Now, right now, I just don't see this platform continuing to grow as it is with Twitch. Now, I want to just go and switch over to Kick, because for me, Kick is one of the big topics. And now with the most recent thing that's been happening since last month, which, again, I haven't gone around to talking about certain things because I've been, well, busy with life. So, as I'm sure everyone knows. Now, I want to just go over one thing, and one thing straight with Kick. I like the platform. I do think that this platform will eventually grow as time goes on, and when people comes in and start using the website. And what I can tell you with Mike's personal experience is that their support system with Kick, their response has been pretty fast, deep, and they can respond to email support pretty quickly, you know, very, very quickly in comparison with Twitch. And that's what I like about Twitch, not Twitch, but Kick, in comparison with Twitch. Excuse me, man, I've been getting my words slurred up. But anyways, that's one thing about Kick I like about Kick.com. And Kick.com does it right now. And as far as helping the users or the content creators that are on the website, so it's a certain amount that now you have users earning 95% over 5% of the take. So that's a huge chunk. Now, personally, will this be like this forever? I don't think so. I guess at some point, things will have to change. At least at some point during a certain time, you will have to see that there's going to be changes. And as far as being affordable, and let's be realistic about this too, that I don't even think that this is going to be like this for a very, very long time. Because the reasons I am saying this because at some point they're going to have to take more of a cut. Because one, while I do think the 95 to 5 is, which is amazing, which is actually better than Twitch's 50-50. And again, if you are with Amazon, if you're an affiliate or a partner with Twitch, they will take a good chunk out of your account, which still 50-50, it's a lot. But then you look at comparison with Kick, see, you're getting a lot, you're keeping a lot in your pockets as a content creator, as a streamer. That's a good thing. That is a really good thing to see what's going on. But I don't think it's going to last forever. Like I've said, I will see eventually between 6 to 1 year from now that there's going to be rules that are going to be changed over time. And I'm sure by the time there's going to be social media or blog post announcements, that's probably will eventually change because of server costs and the amount that they will have to keep up with, especially with basically with the cost of way things are going right now, especially with server costs. There's no way I'm going to believe that they're going to have that 95 to 5 split. Not going to happen long term. I can't see that. Now, I will say that if you are a content creator starting out, especially if you want to start streaming, if you want to become a streamer, my personal opinion on this, I do think there's a lot of people that can fully agree with this with me, is that if you're going to start with Kick, you're going to get more of a presence than anything else. Let's say on Twitch, I've been streaming, like I said, for a couple years on Twitch. And one thing about Twitch is that when I stream the stream over the time, no discoverability. I've had issues with discoverability. It's just like every other creator. And it's not just me. Every other creator have had this issue. And I'll tell you what. There was a point of me, I said, you know, I really wished I streamed a lot earlier, you know, and did what I could have done much, much earlier on. But now I go over it. And now what I see about this is that, look, you can't have your moments back then too. As far as anyone wants to go back in time, you just can't. But the good thing about this is that for one, I can still gain that moment back, especially being as a content creator going in a fresh new platform and getting an audience there. And still, you're not going to have an issue earning a platform since it is still fresh and you'll still be discovered no matter what. I will say is that if you are going to stream, make sure you are coming into a platform and consistently stream, because again, you will not get monetized right off the bat. That's not how things work, and I'm sure that people expect to get an easy way out. That isn't going to be part of the whole shebang with Kick. With Kick, there are certain rules and guidelines, just like Twitch. So, of course, just letting you guys know, for all you listeners out there, you've got to stay consistent as a streamer and do what you have to do to make it there and get that monetization status or be that Kick affiliate, which to me, I do plan on doing it. But as of right now, at the meantime, I can't because internet here is, well, shit. Now, as far as I can say with anything it goes, I love to get right back on streaming, but this time it's going to be Kick for me. And I love where, like I've said, things are going, things are happening. And even though things are happening on a pretty rapid pace, especially when you are going through in the world of the internet, of course, you got to get on with the times. And if you want to be a content creator, of course, speed is very important. So I do want to get a higher speed by the time I get myself my own place and personally get a higher bandwidth of internet. That would be something that would be amazing, and I would love to do that too. That way I can just continue on my content creation journey and do what I love, of course. But that's going to be down the road. Of course, the internet here is 5 megabits per second. So with that speed, there's absolutely no way you're going to stream with that kind of shit speed. Because if you want some more speed, you have to have bigger pipelines to pretty much have all that data to come in. And that way, if you want to have more speed, you have to basically have higher download and upload speed, which both of them are really important too. I mean, by the time I upload this podcast, this will take me about almost 10 minutes to upload this audio podcast, depending on the DSL speed, which I know that this is not going to be it for streaming on Kick or any platform for that matter. Now, the trust of Twitch, I want to go over about Twitch. To me, it's good. Like I've said, it is definitely going to be a while till things can be recovered. One thing I will say, when Harris Heller. Yeah. So he talked about this on his channel. Though this is not a content creator I come over for. I come over in and I listen to him all the time. But when there is something positive to be said, one, I will say that Twitch is doing some things for the good steps for the right direction. Again, now, will this make me come back and be a user on Twitch? I personally don't think so. Because my focus right now is to be a Kick content creator right now too, a Kick streamer. And that's where we are definitely going to try to see how it goes with test of time with Twitch. Right now, we're on the early stages with Kick. Kick so far hasn't restricted anyone from making any money or censored anyone just because you've said something wrong, whatever that may be. And I know that a lot of people will come at it with say, "Well, have you heard about what's been going on with the Aiden Ross thing?" I've heard little things about it, but I haven't put so much focus on the whole situation with Aiden Ross. I don't know who he is personally, but I didn't put more of any of my time to listening to of Aiden Ross, because my attention is not out there to see what he's done, what controversial things it's out there. To me, that's not the channel I'm looking to do, is talk about controversial topics about what's going on. But again, Aiden Ross, for example, he got kicked out for some crazy reasons he's done on Twitch. And of course, and I know a lot of people bring about the whole free speech thing. Now, whether you agree with Aiden Ross or not, it doesn't matter to me at this point. And to me, a reason I say it at this point, because I don't know the specific details what he's done. Personally, I don't know. But one thing I can tell you is that if it's bringing content creators, former streamers like Aiden Ross, XQC, which by the way, he recently signed with Kick. I don't know what's the amount that he signed in, but I can tell you right now that XQC signed in with a big deal with Kick recently. And then funny enough, Amriff showed up streaming, and also other content creators like Scizor, like one of my favorite ones too. But again, it is something I will expect that there's going to be more content creators coming in, if not even a large amount. But I can tell you lots of users from other parts of the world that have joined in with Kick. So this is quite amazing that what we are seeing. Now, the final verdict that I want to go over about this is that if you want to be a content creator, like I've said, just continue at it. I would continue, if I were to say, if I start out with streaming, even in today's world, to me, it would be with Kick over Twitch for what it is right now. That's where I would go. I mean, the way Amazon is operating Twitch, I personally wouldn't want to stream on Kick, on Twitch in today's world, the way things are at it. I wouldn't do it because, again, if you're a content creator, you've got to pay attention to what's been going on, especially in the world of streaming. If you are a very, a popular streamer, one thing I think it gives a lot of people advantages, especially if you're a big content creator, like especially XQC, Amriff, Aiden Ross, or the Japanese chess player, actually I've been watching him on Kick as well, and he's been doing absolutely well. So, and I can tell you one thing is, if you wanted to start streaming, Kick is probably the way to go, or Trovo, in the matter of fact, too. Even though personally I don't care too much about Trovo, because the way things are set up with Trovo, not really into that platform. But if you are, that's good. The one thing about Trovo is that it does bring a big community of people all over the world, especially if you are a Russian, Chinese speaker, Bengali, or whoever or whatever languages you speak, you'll probably bring in a good amount of audience over in Trovo. Now, as far as being a Kick streamer, I think you'll probably do really well under any language whatsoever too. Again, the growth is still massive. It's still growing. And again, a lot of people are saying that, well, a lot of people do not know too much about the website, Kick's web CEO, the founding of kick.com. I know that there's been a little bit criticisms about, it started up as a gambling operations website. Now, why would I ever support a gambling streaming site? See, I don't care about that. See, the problem I find with people that make these small criticisms on Kick is that, yes, it did start out that way. But I think over time, when you support a platform like Kick, for example, it won't just be just gambling. And a lot of people think that this is a bad influence on the youth, and it's just going to inspire more of this and more gambling addiction, which that's not even further from the truth. You have to understand that there's people out there that gambles all the time. I mean, does that mean that joining Kick will be, make me a gambling addict? No, that's not really further off the truth, because I heard other commentators that said about this. Well, I will say that it there is lots of unknowns about the company, which is true, Kick.com, and who's operating Kick.com. Now, however, I would say this is that anything can change within the year, can change over time with Kick. Nobody knows what goes on behind the scenes, which I agree that nobody does. And right now, things are a little under shallow waters, the way I can put it right there. And that's one thing a lot of people should understand is that when you have a lot more options now, it gives you at least other options to get out there at this point too, because hey, you as a content creator should have a lot more options, and that's true. That is absolutely true. You have to have a lot of options under your belt instead of limiting yourself to just one other thing. Because for one, I don't agree that nobody should limit themselves too, and I know that if you're a content creator, you should spread it everywhere else, like on the social medias like Facebook or Twitter. Facebook, Twitter, and then sure, there's other social media sites out there that I can't name out of my head, on top of my head, but you know. But that's one thing, is that you gotta be out there, you gotta tell everyone, hey, I'm online, or so on, you know. And I know that a lot of people will bring up, like, let's say, Instagram. Oh yeah, there we go, like Instagram or TikTok. I have Instagram, but personally, I don't care for TikTok much, because I'm not a TikTok creator. I'm not that kind of creator that will. I'm not that kind of creative guy that will get out there and do creative stuff all the time within under a short length. I'm just not that kind of creator. Simple. I really don't have that creative energy to do a video under 60 seconds. I mean that's probably cool for some people that can pull it off just really well, but I don't know. It may not be for everybody too. And I'm sure a lot of people say, well, you can still spread your TikTok, your streams through TikTok, and that wouldn't be an issue. Well, that's the thing. I personally don't care to have a TikTok of my own, because right now it's like, once you have all these social media sites, it's basically you're being hooked to so many all at once, is that it takes so much of your time. I just don't like that, because to me, my time is important than having to go on other short videos and watch other people do other stuff. To me, I have better use of my time than going through and signing up for so many social media accounts that I may not have time for all of it. And TikTok, I don't want TikTok, because that will take so much use of my time that I really personally don't care. And because by the time if I were to create an account, and who knows, I may not ever use TikTok again too. But for those of you that have TikTok, that watch creators on TikTok, I'm sure all of you guys don't mind it at all. And sure, then that's cool if you do own a TikTok. But if you want to keep your options open and have a TikTok, go for it too. And now, another thing I would say with YouTube, and I'm sure I'm getting so sidetracked at this point too, out of the Kick.com subject. Now, I know that you have, especially competitors, especially with YouTube streaming. YouTube streaming is another platform you can stream on. Now, I do know a friend of mine personally. He's a streamer. a YouTuber on it. And so far, he's been growing very steadily, which I like about one of my friends. He's been doing content week after week, and during the summer, he's been posting nothing but YouTube videos and YouTube streams, which he's been very, very consistent about, which I love what he's done. And especially if you guys want to check him out, please go and do so. I'll have the link down in the description. He is close to 500 followers, so by all means, go ahead and check him out. So like I said, link is down below in the description. So again, I think like I said, closing in on this, if I had to stream a platform, like I said today, Kick will be one of it, and I would definitely give you guys an official date when time goes on, because I'll have it posted on Instagram and on Twitter, so that way you guys are in the loop, and that way you guys know what's up. So with that said, thanks for listening on today's show. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. So please be sure to write down your reviews and tell me what you think of today's episode on iTunes, or if you are on any podcasting platform of your choice, make sure to leave a review or leave a comment what you think about today's podcast. Hopefully you enjoy this short podcast, and I will get you on the quick side pretty soon. I'll get you guys next time. Take care, everyone. Have a good day.